The Aqueduct of the Arches or Water of Teruel is one of the most important engineering works of the Spanish Renaissance. Its construction was due to the need to improve the water supply to the city of Teruel, which hitherto depended on the large cisterns built in the last quarter of the 14th century in the current Plaza Carlos Castle and several smaller wells and cisterns distributed by other points of the urban helmet. The works of the betrayal began in 1537, catching the water of Pena del Macho, a fountain halfway between Teruel and Valdecebro, but soon they had to be abandoned due to the high economic cost. In 1551 the Council of Teruel will commission the resumption of the construction of the water damage to Piers Vedel, an architect of French origin who had successfully completed the complicated overhaul of the Mudéjar Tower of St. Martin. Despite the difficulties, the works were at a good pace, and by 1552 the stretch between the Pena del Macho and the Carol had already been completed. For this it had been necessary to provide a driving of 4,450 meters, made with about 12,000 ceramic bowls. It had 140 tunnels and two underground mines, one 190 meters long, crossing two ravines by arches, in later dates two new arcs, and a mine were added, in order to improve the layout in three conflicting points, to save a ravine that delimited by the northeast the city, last great orographic obstacle. Vedel designed Los Arcos, structure that gives name to all the betrayed. This emblematic construction is clearly classically inspired, and masterfully combines its utilitarian character, aqueduct and viaduct, with the representative. It consists of two levels, the upper six arches and the lower two. Once Los Arcos was completed in 1554, the next step was to solve the complicated distribution of water in a city already built, and with significant topographic irregularities. In addition to the supply points needed to cover the neighborhood demands, it was necessary to create three additional sources required by D. Hernando de Aragon, Archbishop of Zaragoza, as consideration for the extension of the term of the contribution for the execution of the work charged to the clergy. In the midst of great popular expectation, water reached the fountain of the Plaza Mayor in 1558. In the following years the urban plot of the Traída was completed, until a total of 14 water points were installed, fed by almost 2,500 meters, made with about 6,500 ceramic arches, and integrating a mine, seven large arches, some of considerable dimensions, and another 40 smaller underground arches. Outside the historical center, the waters of La Traída also reached the arable, although the information available on this branch is extremely scarce. The water tender also included a group of arbellons, mostly built during the late Middle Ages, through which the leftover system water was channeled directly into ravines, or incorporated into irrigation systems. These large collectors, who also received rainwater, total more than 900 meters of underground galleries. The construction of the Traída was not without its problems. In 1566 it was necessary to move two of the fountains built in 1559, since they generated humidity in the churches of San Martin and Santiago. In addition, the economic costs of the construction forced to impose new municipal taxes that were maintained until at least until 1585. In the year 1583 a general visit to the whole of the water tragedy was carried out, being realized a detailed description of the same one, except of the section of the arable, generating an essential document for the knowledge of the Renaissance conduction. Subsequent to that date, the Traída was the object of continuous maintenance and some major renovations, among which are the already mentioned constructions of two new arches, several large arches and another mine in the rural section, and of new mines, or underground galleries in the urban section, intended for the latter to facilitate the replacement of obstructed or broken arqueduces. It is also documented archaeologically the realization of small derivations or captures of the main urban plot, but the most important reform of which we have a record dates back to 1866, the year in which the laying of arches by iron conduction in the rural section between the Colado mine and the chopped stone arc fort of the current water tank. This work involved a partial change of the layout, which has allowed some sections of the original conduction of Arcadum in the surroundings of this last point to be preserved.